Patrick, good to see you, mate. Of course, the last time we saw you here a couple of years ago, you were part of the Silver Foxes and just came back from the Olympics. But we'll talk about that in a sec. You're part of the Magnificence, of course, which is the foundation there for the Positive Rugby Foundation, for New South Wales Rugby. I want to thank our people, of course, there, Liptember, also the Restore Hope Australia crowd, Macquarie Bank, Macquarie Group, and also Nick Tooth Foundation. They've just been nothing short of sensational in the last 2 weeks in providing not only the financial opportunities, but all the other stuff that's part of it to give you a bit of muscle to get this thing going for the Petite crowd. Find out more about them through their website. Get stuck into the big elephant in the room.
Yeah, look, I can't thank our sponsors and supporters enough. As you suggested, without their muscle and their groundwork and their support, it's been fantastic. Earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we ran a program in Macquarie, in the Martin Place, and, you know, we had all the elephants, people dressed as elephants to try and break a world record. And, you know, I think the world record was 384 people dressed as elephants, and we got 503 people dressed as elephants. So Guinness World Record, and, you know, to show our sponsors such as the Nick Tooth Foundation, the Macquarie Bank staff and the Macquarie Bank group, you know, how much leverage and support we can get across those to deliver these programs in rural New South Wales is absolutely unbelievable.
Some of the fantastic stories started at Orange there with the Classic Wallabies. Dave Oliver was outstanding there, of course, in Cowra. An unbelievable story, but it's a believable story. And that's the big thing that this foundation is going to do through Petite, is not only give the opportunity for all these people to be better educated, but for us to be able to look out for people who are doing a little bit tough. And you know what it's like having moved back from Sydney and moving back to Narromine. And yeah, it's just one of those things where drought's real and people put everything on the line and just holding on, waiting for those 5 mils of rain, 10 mils of rain or whatever. And it's just one of those things where we want to put people into a space where they feel comfortable and relaxed and the like, to not only, you know, address those issues, may it be financial, may it be sexual, may it be issues that make them feel a bit down and a bit depressed, but also by the same token identify people that might be just having a bit of a blue day as well, and they can refer those things to psychologists through Beyond Blue and also talk to their doctors.
Yeah, look, with the teaming up with the Petite, you know, our first and stage one of this is really, I suppose, breaking down that stigma of mental health. But it is okay to talk about it, and there is a lot of support networks out there, as you just suggested. So, you know, in stage one, if we can build ambassadors within our local communities and local families, which is rugby clubs, which is a fantastic step. Stage two, what we want to do is build first aid mental health officers within our rugby clubs. So we have support networks that are local people. And then obviously stage three, we want to make those first aid officers trainers, so therefore we can create a sustainable environment which are local people helping local people, and from the research and the feedback we've got, you know, we don't want people from the big smoke coming in small towns telling us how it is, what to do and whatnot. We want to create a sustainable environment where, you know, our people and our communities can help one another, and the work we're doing with Petite is fantastic. And you know, I've been fortunate enough to witness Walgett, Orange, Dubbo, and now up here in Narrabri, and the people that come across and have been engaged in this are the real leaders within the community, and I think they're going to have a massive impact on the rugby family.
Yeah, well, certainly the rugby family needs it. We sort of live in denial with all these things with depression and suicide, but when it comes close to home, one of your really good mates there, Dan Vickerman, you know, sadly committed suicide just on 18 months ago, and that's just absolutely gut-wrenching.